So this is on the 27th of November 2010, Simandar City DVD translation. Parayan 2005, Aptavani 9, Part 6, DVD number 6.
It's a vision test.
Yeah, it's at an angle, the words. Okay, continuing with this issue on pride. The heading is No Pride. Ego, no ego. This Dada says that there are so many ascetics who walk about saying that they have no pride at all. Nirmani. Have you seen them? Yes. Don't say that. They might say, I'm Nirmani, I have no pride. So, but they have the pride of I have no pride, and the Mani is the one with the pride, have the ego of pride. To say that I have no pride is a very subtle ego, and then it is very hard to get rid of. To say I have no pride, I am Nirmani, is a very subtle ego, is a very subtle ego behind it. Instead, it is better to have the ego and then people will get it out. But those who behave as if they have no pride at all and act very humble in front of other people are full of pride themselves. But if you have an ego that is overtly expressing, then there will be people who will beat it down. However, that is why I have to say openly to these people that be very careful, especially those who say that I have no pride, Nirmani Panu. Yes, when we give you Jnana, you become absolutely egoless. The ego belongs to the non-self complex now. So in other words, I don't have a full chest and walk with a tight attitude because I have this Nirmani Panu, this sense that I am without any pride and acting very humbly in front of people, is associated with a deep, intense presence of subtle pride. On page 290 of this book, Aptavani 9 in Gujarati. And these people have all kinds of servants to take care of them, or the public to take care of them. But how is the inner turmoil of I have no pride is going to free you? How is the internal turmoil? Andarni kaid. Dadashri says it is very important to become egoless. I have no pride. Nirmani Panu is not good. Then Dada, there is another word called Nirmohi. I am without attachment. Nirmohi. I have no illusory attachment. Dadashri says that Nirmohi should not be used for the one who is without illusory attachment, who has become absolutely free from illusion. It is a relative term. It is through ego that you have moved away from the illusory attachment, that is called Nirmohi. Nirmohi and Nirmani are associated with a subtle ego. Yes, because as long as there is a sense that I am Chandulal, I am Kemochi, there is the ego. And so no matter how hard you try to be away from your pride and your illusory attachment, it will be there. And there is the ego of I have no pride. Now Niruma says, Niruma says he has removed the ego as well as the illusory attachment through the ego only, and therefore the underlying ego still remains, because the sense that I am Swami so and so, I am such and such person is always there. The ego is always there. So he has not moved away from his original base at all. Yes, that is the step by step path. But it is not the true removal of man or pride. The gross pride is gone, however, the subtle pride still continues, the subtle illusory attachment still continues. Dadashri says, the ego of the one who says, I have no pride, the ego, the pride of the one who says, I have no pride, is very difficult to get rid of, even for a jnani. And why is it that liberation is impeded? Srimad Rajchandra has said that if this pride issue was not there, human beings would have become liberated right here and now. It is the pride that prevents the liberation. So, man is the king of Kashais. Man, pride is the king of Kashais. The sense that I am something, I am this. Somebody asking a question. But Dada says that, Dadashri says that greed is the last one to leave. So if greed is the last of the Kashais, like Krodh, Man, Maya, Lobh, like Lobh is the last of the four, the last one of the Kashais to leave is greed. But he is stuck on the man. But man is the first kashai that blocks him. Man or the pride is the first kashai, the inner weakness that blocks him for any further progress. So subsequently, this is the order by which it lives. Now Deepak Bhai. Dadashri says that I have removed the doer of the greed. This is on the Akram path. In the Akram path, anger, greed, deceit and pride is the way in which these kashais live in the Akram path. Whereas in the Kramic path, it is the ego that attacks all four of these, depending on what arises in front of you. So for an Akram, we just have to kind of settle with whatever kashai arises in front of us. Whereas in the Akramic path, one has to do it with the ego. Now, next question. Now, the question is on Shashikant Bhai, this ego of the subtle ego of the mind. Isn't that the Potapanu? Isn't that the I-ness? No, Potapanu is much higher. Is it a little different? Deepak Bhai, Niruma says, no, Potapanu, the I-ness or the Sukshmatar ego. No, that sense of I-ness that is not gone. The I-ness still continues to remain in these people who says that I have no pride and no illusion. The putapanu or the I-ness is this sukshmatar ego. Sukshmatar ego, not the subtle, not the gross, not the evident, but the subtler ego is called the sukshmatar ego. This all that we are talking about is at the subtle level. Externally, he may not appear to be a proud person, but internally, he is stuck in pride. Yes, the external stock, says Deepak Bhai, is still there, but in the karmic path, through the ego, he has decreased his kashais, anger, greed, deceit and pride, through the ego. Otapanu, the I-ness is only called when charge egoism is stopped and blocked, then only the I-ness remains, like for Mahatmas. But for them the incoming flow is still there in the tank, the charging is still happening, so you cannot call them I-ness. Whatever discharge, what is called discharge ego? It is called discharge ego only when there is nothing, no new thing is charging. Otherwise you cannot call it a discharge ego. So when the subtlest in the Gnanvedi says Niruma, the subtlest ego is fractured, and therefore you get into and move into I am pure soul, and you move away from I am Shashikant, and that is now then what is remaining is the subtler ego, the gross, subtle and the subtler ego. All three egos remain after the Gnanvedi, and these are removed from within through the vision of the S capital self, whereas in the karmic path, they remove it from the external source. I am this person and I am going to remove these egos. So for Mahatmas now, the major emphasis is on the subtle as well as the subtler ego removal. When you say why is it happening, so subtle ego is that which is not evident to others, and the subtler ego is the persistent entry into it even though you know it is wrong. Even though you are in Gnan, when you do the mistakes, that is the subtler ego that drives you into doing it. That is the I-ness. And the Nirmani-ness, the I am no, and the Nirmohi-ness, I am neither the illusion, the one with the illusion, and I am not the one with the pride. It is through the subtle ego that they try to divide it. And they through the subtle ego, they are trying to get rid of the gross ego. And therefore, they are stuck at the subtle ego level only. And the subtler ego, which is called the I-ness ego, which is the sukshmatar ego, is only applicable for Mahatmas of the Gnani Purush. Those people, they have until the very end of the karmic path the belief that I am verily Elisha and I will have to remove this impurities within myself. And that is to be done through the subtle ego only. They do it through the subtle ego. They do it through the medium of the ego only. This is how they get rid of their kashais in the karmic or the step-by-step path. But they cannot remove the sukshmatam, which is the subtlest, and the sukshmatar, which is the subtler ego. So they are at the top two layers only. They cannot go at the because the subtlest ego and the subtler ego is what is based on this. They will say, I am a Nirmohi, I have no attachment, I have no illusory attachment. But then when we ask him, who are you, then they'll say, I am Swami, so and so. So that is not easy to remove. And that is a very heavy veil. It is. But yes, yeah, and the people will even listen to him. However, he, from inside, he knows he is not yet attained the egoless state. Even the God himself cannot remove his ego, says Dada Shri, because he's stuck at a very subtle level. Shashikant Bhai now says, in the book it's later, only the Gnani Purush is the only one who can remove this ego. Yes, our Mahatmas do have the I-ness, the Sukshma, subtler ego, the Sukshmatar ego. And through the increasing awareness of the S-capital self from within, this subtler ego will have to be removed for the Mahatmas. And it does remove it through the... And those who are straightforward and simple and not with guile and deceit, they have less I-ness. Those with heavy guile and heavy deception, and who are a little crooked and who use a lot of intellect, they have heavier I-ness or the subtler ego. Bhutapano. The Jnani is defined and differentiated from the Mahatma in the sense that the Jnani does not have the Sukshmatar ego, the subtler ego, and therefore they never get attached even for one second to anything that is in front of them. It is, what is that makes you Tanmayakar, become the body mind form, become Alisha in the relative form? It is your subtler ego, the I-ness. That is the difference between the Mahatma and the Jnani. The Jnani. So when is the Sukshmatar ego removed? When one attains the level of not the pratiti, not the conviction, not the awareness, but at the level of the experience. When the total experience arises of I am pure soul, Shuddhatma Anubhav, and when it arises from the level of the conviction, then there will be no I-ness ego, which is the Sukshmatar ego, which is the subtler ego, which is the state of the Jnani, and that is possible in this very life. Through the application of the five agnas. When there is the result of ignorance in front of you, and when in front of that, on the basis of your knowledge result, which is the G capital result, if you can stay away from the ignorance results, ignorance effects, then you have not entered into it. Then you have not entered into the I-ness. So when the results of ignorance, which is from the past life, arise in front of you, you, Y capital, with the awakened awareness, have to remain separate from it. Your knowledge, and that is the non-entry into the subtler ego, which is the Sukshmatar ego. Yes, we have the inner light, but with that inner light, but we carry a lot of junk with us, within us, and so once the inner junk gets cleared through the settlement of the files with equanimity and through the active applications of the five agnas, then it will be easy for us to apply this light with more clarity on the non-self complex as it arises in front of us. The question is, Dada's absolute state of without any moha. Niruma says we did not call it Nirmohi. We cannot call Dada Nirmani or Nirmohi. He is absolutely beyond any kashais. He is beyond this moha. He is beyond, because moh and man are kashais. His darshan moh, his illusory attachment is gone, and he is absolutely free from krodh, man, maya and lobh. Dada is zero in this, and so to call him Nirmohi or Nirmani is to bring him down. He is much beyond that. Dada Shri is much more beyond that. And because of that state of his, that we are all enlightened. And so we must believe that he is absolutely like a Tirthankar, he is totally enlightened. Then the higher we lift him up, the more we will rise in our awareness through this Jnani. Okay, so somebody is speaking. Yes. Next. Dada says that we used to do this through Kramik. And in this life, we had Akram Vignan. But Dada Shri says in previous life, he was in the step-by-step path, was he not? Was he really clearing it through the ego? Yes, Dada came through the Kramik path only. But he had a very high level of understanding of the Jnani. His understanding in previous lives was not like that of a saint. It was like a Jnani, verily like a Jnani. It was a Jnani of Kramik path. Jnani Purush Dada Shri was a Jnani of the Kramik path in a previous life. But Neruma, it was written in a previous chapter that and now it, we just saw that they says if a person did not have man, he would get instantly liberated here. Neruma says, until the last subatomic particle of any diskashai, of anger, greed, deceit and pride leaves, then only moksha happens. When the other Shri says, when there is a greed one, a greedy person in front of him, he says, you will never attain moksha. When you have a mani in front of you, then he will say, you will never attain moksha. So it is ultimately without becoming absolutely free from kashais, you cannot attain final liberation. That is a fact. So yes, it cannot happen. Even one subatomic particle will not let you attain moksha. Forget about moksha means ultimate nirvana. Even absolute enlightenment will not happen. Niruma, those with inferiority complex, they have the ego of inferiority complex. Are they with nirmani? Do they have ego, more ego of nirmani pano? Ahankar's definition is I am Alisha or I am Kimochi. Inferiority complex is much more. He is constantly deprecating himself, he is constantly having low self-esteem. Man means to see the other person inferior to you. Is that called man? Yes. When you see the other person somehow lesser than yourself, that means you are into man. That means you are into pride. You are considering yourself superior. Dada's vyavasthit gnan niruma. Where are you talking about vyavasthit? Dada says, Niruma says, these five agnas are ingrained within my conduct only. Why are you talking about vyavasthit? He has got all five agnas within him. That is a state where the five agnas are ingrained within you. Why about vyavasthit? It's a constant. Dada means five agnas really. Niruma, the inner kaid means the inner turmoil, inner burning, inner uneasiness. It is an inner dissatisfaction. Andani kaid means an inner sense of restlessness. When he feels upset or if he gets less respect than he expected, then there is a sense of inner suffering. He might not show it to others, but he feels slighted. To feel slighted is that inner kaid. Abhiman. So there is an antarda, this inner burning. Ego makes you burn from within, whereas Abhiman, this extra pride is externally evident. The guy, it will show on his face if he is insulted. Oh, why didn't you shut up? Have you got more than the other person? So he will shut up. Then he's. So in other words, there is an external suffering, overt suffering in the one with the extra pride or Abhiman, whereas there is subtle suffering in the one with the ego. With the ego pride, the extra pride is the external. Whereas this, like this, people who say I have no pride, they continue to suffer from within. What about kaidya? Kaidya means inner suffering. Yeah, just as you know, when you get an insect bite, there is an inner bite. It says as if you know you feel like you're being stung by 100 scorpions from inside. A lot of inner suffering and turmoil, burning, sense of restlessness, uneasiness. Kaidio means karadio. In other words, they have, it's kind of a slang, that is why they were thrown off. Niruma, it has been said, Niruma, that the one who is absolutely without moha or illusion, you cannot use the term nirmohi. These are words, nirmohi, without illusion. For the one who is absolutely conquered moha, for that, yes, he is beyond any illusory attachment. He is not even prone to the slightest. He has transcended illusion. And so that means you said without kashayas niruma, for the state without kashayas, that is called the vitarak, the one when you have conquered all your inner enemies of anger, greed, disease and pride, you are verily a vitarag, absolutely devoid of attachment and abhorrence. Next question. When you say that these are my bungalows, that means you've taken on the extra load of the buildings, have you not? It is like, in other words, you've taken on the extra weight of the building, and not only are you carrying your own weight in the extra pride, but you're carrying the weight of your own building or your own cars or five cars. It is pudgalik. In other words, pudgal, it's a non-self complex. Yeah, but it is, you're carrying the weight of it, are you not? You're not carrying the physical weight, but you see, but you know, you're carrying the sense that this is mine and therefore it becomes yours. Yeah, they're just kind of dissecting the words of Dada now in terms of the weight, you know. No, it's not the weight. It's not a physical weight you're carrying. It is the... No, otherwise, Himanshu here is a heavy one, Niruma says. It's not like that. Dada says this is... No, he's still going on, this gentleman. It is the relative value, the physical value, not the... Alright, now next one. Dada had an exclusive language, says Niruma. He had a way of expressing things in a very beautiful way. Everybody could understand. And you cannot apply ordinary language to Dada's words. Otherwise, you can lose the tone of it. This guy says the fitting may break, however, the welding will not. Niruma, on the karmic path, the 11th stage, spiritual stage, at the 11th spiritual stage, they say after 10th, which is sex, greed, 11th is a stage. If you come to the 11th stage, then you can fall all the way down. That is in the step by step path. That is it is because of the subtlest greed. He falls because of the subtlest greed. The subtlest greed is, I am this body. Niruma, before receiving this Gnan, one of my guru had said that whatever you do, then have 100% work. But in the beginning I say I am not the doer, and at the end I am not the doer. But during the entire time of service, I am totally involved. Supposing I see a very beautiful scene, initially I say this is, I'm separate, but then I get absorbed, I become Gita, I'm involved in the enjoying of the scene, and if it's a 5 minute or a 5 hour process, I'm totally Tanmayakar, I'm totally absorbed in it. Niruma says, now apply the awakened awareness of who you are, so decrease it from 5 hour to 4 to 3 to 2 to 1, and so that is how you decrease, you know, in terms of your awakened awareness with reference to knowing that it is Alicia who is getting Tanmayakar, not you. It is Alicia, and it is Kimochi that is getting involved and absorbed in it, not you. And so periodically say, are you done with it? Now let's move on to the next one. So that is why. This is all Alicia. I am pure soul. I am. So in this way, so decrease the time of not becoming absorbed. At least as long as you are aware of who became involved, then you are free. So, then will I have to come to the continuous state? Yes, Niruma says, you will have to arrive at a continuous state of awareness of who became involved, who became absorbed, who became Tanmayakar, who became the body-mind form. And so we have to remain separate from the chit, the mind, the intellect, the ego. Niruma, next question. Dada had 356 degrees Gnan, the 4 degrees remained. There is no fear of death. But he used to go enter into a jungle event, and then other people used to say, don't go there because there are tigers there. Dada says, I tested the limits of my fear. Everybody else said, no, I'm not going there now, Dada. Dada, then they left Dada. And then Dada went, then they said, Dada, we can't go further. So Dada went ahead alone, and then Dada felt fear, and then he came back. What do you have to say about it? Dada Shri says that my fear of the past is gone and my fear of the future is gone, but I do have fear of the present. He says, so is that the 4 degrees left? Yes, that is the current. Yes, that is correct. And that is many. This is before, just prior to his enlightenment that this happened, says Niruma, not after enlightenment. After enlightenment, he didn't have to do this kind of experiments. You talked about the kapat in man, the deceit in man. I was able to see in Samayik, how will I become free from the deceit that is employed in man? How will it really go away? How is it going? How can it go away? Where am I going wrong? Niruma says, you have to see everything until the end. You have to see everything, the deceit in. And as you keep on seeing it, you need to remain more aware. And whatever you see, you need to be more aware. But even as I am walking, the intellect is constantly planning something. It is planning something for the man, pride, or something for something else. But at that moment, I know that it is not mine at that moment. But later on, but beyond that, she says, Jayaben says, Niruma says, why did you keep it separate? It is not happening. It is intellect's work that is happening. It is the work of the intellect that's happening. Then as long as you are aware of what is happening, you're free. It's the awareness that is a critical thing. Keep it separate. Awareness means separation. Keep it until the separate, at the end. At the end, if she takes the swallows the pride of having done something good, then also know that. Keep it separate. Keep it separate. Nima, one more thing. The other person is beneficial to me. How do I know that the other person is beneficial to me? But then sometimes I get disturbed with the other person and I have negativity toward the other person. So what is the differentiation between the person is beneficial to me versus not beneficial to me? How can I make the judgment between? Niruma says, if you can see the pure soul, then you cannot say this is not mine. Do I switch from seeing the pure soul to that being beneficial? Niruma says, see the pure soul all the times. Instead of not mine, you know, if you should say it's a file and then it's a pure soul. You cannot say not mine and pure soul. Because not mine, you should not have negativities or scorn or contempt towards that person. Otherwise, you are going the wrong. That file is coming in front of you because it wants to become free. It wants to give you the opportunity to become free from it. It wants to give you the opportunity to do its darshan. So you should not have any negativities or negative feelings for that person. If you enter into any negative feelings with that person, then you are in the wrong mode of gnan. Niruma, one more. Inside I have fear of being insulted, but externally I feel superiority complex, but interiorly I feel as if I'll be insulted. And then Dada Shri says, why don't you hire somebody to insult you? So then I get a lot of insults. Then it's good. That means you don't need to hire somebody. Then where is the need to have the fear that you'll be insulted? Why worry about being insulted? Let it happen. Be happy when somebody insults you or somebody puts you down or somebody slights you. That is the only way. There is no other way. There is no other way. Okay. Next one. All the questions seem to be over for this session of the psalm. Next one is reading more. page 291. Satpurush, Satpurush HKJ, the one. Krupadeva said that the definition of Satpurush is the one who is constantly in the awareness, awakened awareness of the self only, and he never misses that upyog, that applied awareness of the S capital self. And then such a person is not in scriptures. You have never heard him before, yet when you hear him, then it brings you to experience. Such is the talk of a Satpurush, and the one who is constantly the self as capital. And even if you receive and hear one of his words, it will drive you to moksha, because it is filled with the energy of the words, and he moves about very silently, and he, such a one, is with infinite such qualities. This is what Krupadev Srimad Rajchandra Gnani Purush of 125 years ago said. And he has so further said that the world is full of pain. Even there is not even one moment of silence, one moment of pleasure in this world. If there is one moment, in fact, one degree of pleasure and silence to total enlightenment, the underlying reason for that is a Satpurush only. He does not have any sense of doership, does it? Any sense of wallowing in doership, and he does not have any sense of artificial unmatta, is like a non-self complex energy energy experience. In other words, he does not have any pride with reference to anything with the non-self complex energies. And such is a person, such is a human being who can, there are many, there are some who have no internal inclinations. Yes, now we come to spruha. These bhavas, these ascetics, they have no inclinations externally. They'll say, "Humko kya hai? What do I have to do with it? I don't want anything. That is their attitude. And so somebody offers them something, and they throw it on your face. These are all the worldly people, are beggars. They're worldly beggars. In fact, they say, "I don't have a son." And so they even scold these people, the worldly people. They'll say, "Get away from here, leave me here, I don't want anything." But our people are such beggars that they go and suck up to these people. They just kind of try to make these ascetics feel good. They give them food, they give them whatever they want. And so now this man just added that one ascetic came. He says that nobody gives me anything, because now everybody knows. Because everybody in my village now has stopped giving to these ascetics, because they... Now he just kind of... And so he just ad-libbed here. And so the mind of the bhava, the ascetic, is such that he will scold you and he will openly curse you, and yet you stick to his feet. That is some kind of an ego. That is the nispruhi. That is the one without inclinations, seeming external inclinations. He says, "I'm not inclined to this. I don't want it. I don't want it." Now, Dada is giving the example of one ascetic who had tied a lock on his penis, and now the laughing will start. He had made a hole in his penis and put a lock on it. And then he took off his clothes and says, See. Now, Niruma and Deepak Bhai are laughing. Why are you punishing your sense organ and the body? In those days, he did not have knowledge. And yes, why are you doing this? I asked Dada. Why are you here? Why are you showing me this? Why are you making me do this darshan? Then he says, "Tala lagaya, dekha tha. Can you see I have put a lock? Can you see I have locked this?" I said, Dada says, yes, I have locked it. Like, why are you locked it? Dada says, why don't you lock the bottom too so that no food will come out? And then he says, are you making fun of me? I'm going to curse you. So Dada, you know, he had offended him. Dada says, what do you want? He says, give me 5 rupees. So Dada gave him 5 rupees. Dada says, if you want money, ask properly, but don't ask me money with anger. Ask with humility and I'll give you 10, but don't get it out of me by saying, give me 5 rupees. Because my guru, Dada says, and that's so. Then I said, so he says, are you going to do this? Are you going to, at that time, Dada had said, are you going to do this? Are you going to do this? You're not going to give me 5 rupees. Then Dada wound it up by giving him the 5 rupees. Dada Shri says, I have money for the one who asks for money. Here, take this rupees. Then I told him, come. And so I called him in, I gave him a cup of tea and gave him 5 rupees. Yeah. He wanted 1 rupee and I gave him 5 rupees more. So these people say, what do I have to do with it? I have got no concern with it. I don't want it, etc. Those are the external nispruhi. And Gnani is, Gnani Purush is a true Nisbruhi. He is Nisbruhi with reference to your relative interactions, but he is Sasbruhi, is absolutely inclined towards your pure soul. So he is a combination of Nisbruhi, Sasbruhi. He is Nisbruhi with reference to relative interactions, is not concerned with your externality, and internally he is totally, is from the same comment on the guy with the lock going on still. And then Deepak Bhai just reminded, you got professor sitting next to you, why don't you read properly? This fellow is laughing too much and not reading. And so now, if you... This Kanto nahi. Well, now I know why everybody laughed. He says, Kanto is another thing, it's a slang for a fruit. But he says, this other side is also not mine, other shore. So, and then the Dada says, I am absolutely unconcerned with your pudgal, including if you have a lock on it. I have got nothing to do with it. I am only concerned with your pure soul. Why? I'm Sasbru. I am absolutely inclined towards your spot. Even if you insult me, I know that the pudgal is insulting me, so I'm not concerning. I'm sorry for him. I have karuna for him. I have compassion for him. I am only concerned with his pure soul, and I go where his pure soul is. I see. He's mispronouncing these words, and that is why. And if everybody's. And the Niruma says, Niruma is still coming back to the event with the lock on the penis. I had heard it from Dada, she says. No. Was it a Digambar Jain? No. These are all the Gori Babas, those who have the ashes on their body, and they are naked, and or just a little loincloth, etc. And they worship themselves. They put themselves to tremendous physical hardships, and therefore their ego. These are all without much education, without much scriptural knowledge. These are the people who you see a lot on the banks of the Ganges. Deepak Bhai is still there. It's a still old joke going on about the about these babas, these ascetics. Oh. Okay. What is the next quality of the Jnani? There is no unmatta. Now, unmatta means what? Unmatta means you get a little carried away, you get a little tight, you know. I will explain it to you in oral language. Dada, in other words, you know, you don't even know how to pronounce it. How are you going to understand the meaning of it? These people do such kind of ego. Supposing he is walking in one direction. He is walking normally, okay? But he is just walking normally. He is walking in his usual gait. But when he comes back, his gait has changed. His chest has changed. Then you wonder why his face has changed, his external expressions. Yeah. He is walking, there is some tightness in his gait. So now I know there is something has happened to him. The body has become tight. Then we ask him, hey brother, tell me, come here, have some tea. So because we want to find out what happened, that is why we give him tea. This is the deceit. We want to find out what happened. We are not feeding his ego. So he thinks he are feeding him, because after he said that, where did you go? Then he'll say, oh, you know, I had to collect that 5,000. I've got the 5,000 now. And just as soon as he got 5,000 in his pocket, that means it became tight. The pudgal became tight. The disease entered the body. That is the disease of unmatta. That brinjal, that eggplant became tight. Otherwise, it was just an ordinary eggplant. Deepak Bhai cannot stop laughing, and he's got tears in his eyes. If 5,000 makes a human being tight, then you can imagine, when we are a Jnani Purush, we have the God is happy with us. Can you imagine how tight we would become? But we have zero unmatta. Isn't that the wonder of all wonders? The Lord of the three worlds is subservient to me. But that is where the true laguta. I'm like a child. I'm like a child in front of human beings. There is no putapano. Next quality is no I-ness. Then there is the next quality is there is no I-ness in the Jnani. Putapano. Putapano means I am this, no? Nothing. When there is no I-ness, even this body is not mine. There is no sense of anything that belongs to the body is not mine. This mind is not mine. This speech is not mine. The speaker is, the words that are coming out, I am not speaking. The original tape record is flowing. It is flowing through this mouth and you are listening to it. And I am the observer of this speech. I am not the owner of this speech. I am not the owner of this body. I am not the owner of this mind. That is called true lack of I-ness. Then garva mithash. Garva, what is garva? The sense of doership. Garva, what is this? I did is garva. What is the difference between abhiman? Dada says if you on one side you put abhiman, which is extra pride, and on the other side of the scale you put garva, which do you think it will be equal? Will it be the same? Ask Dada. Dada Shri says, garva, the sense of I did will be karta. Garva, it will be 40 times more than I have all this. Dada, please explain. Dada says, it's like this. People do not understand abhiman or extra pride. They do not understand garva, that is the sense of durvad. Garva chutu, garva is separate. And ego is separate. All of these things are separate. Questioner, what is garva? What is garva? And the sense garva means, is that who pad I am? No, who pad I am, who means I am. I am is ego. But, so you may not have garva. When you believe that I am, I am Elisha, that is ego. Garva means, garva means is very sticky, it is a very sticky juice. It is garva ras, the sweet juice of doership is 40 times heavier than ego. Please give an example. Dada says, Abhiman, everybody knows that, oh, Abhin, the one with I have all of these things is not the doer. Whereas the one who has garva, he believes I am the doer of everything. He believes that I am indeed the doer, and without this, nobody can do. And also, I did it, and that is why it tastes the sweet juice of doership. The sense that I am doing this is garva. Krupardev lost this sense that I sense of I'm doing. Then he says, I became true samkit, true self-realized. And then at that time he sang that my sense of doership dissolved completely. Until the sense of doership dissolves, one cannot become enlightened. So therefore, egoism means just to believe that I am. All of this has persisted because of ignorance only. What ignorance? Nobody knows who is the doer here. Once you know who is the doer, that is when Narasimha says, I am doing is in the doer. It is like the ox cart being pulled by the false sense of belief by the dog below. In fact, only the one who is enlightened, the rare one, knows who the real doer is. But isn't Narasimha Mehta saying beautiful things? Yes. He says, I did swadhyaya, I did tap, I did penance, I did self-study, I read this book, I did this scriptures, etc. It is all doership, is it not? It instills you and installs you into a sense of heavy doership only. What is garva? You are not doing it and yet you say you are the doer. And that is called garva. You are not the doer. It is happening. It happens. And yet you are saying you are doing it, and that is why it is good. That is why you enter into 40 times the weight of the doer. Of the fault. Dada Shri says, question he says, but for the world I have to say I did it, right? Yes, for the world you can say that I did, but from inside you should say that you should have, that there should be separate. But Dada Niruma, it doesn't remain separate like this. Then you'll have to take a beating, says Niruma. If you do not keep it separate, you should say it dramatically. You should say it like, yes, I did it, but inside you know who the doer is. Inside you know it is SCE that did it. Sooner or later you will have the sense of suffering if you really believe that you did it. You should not have any sense of doership in it. It is happening. Yes. If I say that, he's just saying that in worldly interactions, if Niruma says keep it separate from within, not externally. Externally, yes, you have to say I did it, and you have to behave as if, especially. Internally, you should have a full understanding of who you are. You are not the actor, you are the real one. Dada Shri says, if somebody is very proud of his Gnan G capital, that is okay, but to be proud of the non-self complex events is to take a beating. The original garva, the doership, sense of doership, is me. Garva is means one is not the doer and yet one believes that he is the doer. And that is what brings on the very sweet juice of doership. It is very sweet, he enjoys it. Dada Shri, questioner. And the environment is such that the nimits around also compliment you, says, you did it. They give you respect, they say, you did it so nicely, etc. You are the one who did it. Dada Shri says, yes, they'll say, yes, you did it, Alicia. Yes, yes, what wonderful work. Yes, yes. And then inside the ego will say, I'd help that person. Or sometimes they take the act of doership. I have killed so many people. I have really disturbed a lot of people too. I have set right. That also. So there is the garva of doing right as well as garva of doing wrong too. Dada Shri used to say a lot, Niruma. Kamraj, a politician. Oh, against Indira Gandhi.
Prime Minister
Baker. Okay, so he says, I'm telling Prime Ministers, I'm... It is
a kingmaker.
He says, I'm a kingmaker in politics. He was so proud. And when Indira came, Indira Gandhi, slowly she took over, and slowly his influence decreased. She took over the control. And then she threw Kamraj out. And so Dada used to say, even big kingmakers are thrown out because he said, I am a kingmaker. And so Dada used to give the example of the kingmaker. Even a kingmaker, the moment he starts saying, look what I did, then he gets thrown out. If he had not said it. If a paan is not available, a rare thing, then he'll say, see, I got this. It's not available anywhere in Simhadar city. And he takes the sweet juice of doership of having done it. And he enjoys it when people say, oh, wow, where did you get this? Where did you get this? So, that is the sense of, it is wrong, is it not, Dada? Yes, of course. It is because of garva. It is because of this sense, sweet sense of doership that the whole world exists in front of you. Garva is the seed. Dada Shri, is it a seed? And Dada Shri says, ego is tasteless, but the sense of doership, it is very tasty. But yes, extra pride is tasty, but nah, there is nothing more tastier than this taste of doership. Now, okay, let's vidhi now. Okay, that's the end of satsang. Deepak Bhai is going to do the vidhi for all of us. A crowd of at least about, would you say 400-500 people here? Or 300-400 ballpark figure. Jai Sachidanand, Deepak Bhai is doing vidhi. This evening is the satsang in Gandhinagar, followed by Gnan Vidhi tomorrow. Gandhinagar is a very city, the main city, about 20 minutes away from Simhadar city. Today is a good weather day, so we expect large crowds for the satsang. Awaiting the vidhi of the Gnani, the vidhi has to be done with full awareness and with the unity of mind, speech and body. With total surrender of all the karma and all sense of I-ness and all sense of the illusion that I am this body, mind and speech. In the days of Gnani Purush Dada Shri, individual vidhis were done on his body parts and to big toe, same with Niruma. However, with the large crowds coming in, this becomes a rarity. But the effects and the results are the same. If you do it with the unity of mind, speech and body and with the exact awareness of who you are and what is happening in the vidhi. The vidhi becomes particularly relevant for those who have attained the self as capital in Akram Vignan. Here we start. Dātmā chūṁ śuddhātmā 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 chūṁ ma chum shuddha 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 Shut that much, Jai Sachidanand to everybody, says Deepak Bhai. Jai Sachidanand.